Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina, and we're going to be talking this week in regards to prospering. We're going to be talking in regards to growing, not just financially, but prospering in every area of your life. You know, the Bible says in 3 John chapter 1, it's 2, it says this, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper." Now, in the actual Greek, the word translated health in this verse, which we derive our English word hygiene, is defined as sound and healthy, free from disease, void of germs that cause sickness and disabilities. You know, this wish by John was expressed to a man named Jairus, who worried sick over his problems. John was sending travel ministers to his church. An influential member of that church by the name of Distratius did not want these ministers to come, so he viciously opposed the plan, apparently threatening to cut off his financial support if it was carried out. But Jairus was thus caught in the middle. This verse is a part of John's letter that's written in response to the situation. In it, John is telling Jairus, look, we do not need to worry over this situation, because he has a lot of money. He's causing problems because he loves to have preeminence. But Jairus, God wants you to look to him as your sole source of supply. I'm praying that you will prosper financially and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now I want you to think about this a minute here. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So what he's really saying and truly manifesting in the light of everything here is he's telling me, he said, look, brother, I'm glad you're walking in the truth. I'm glad, but you're going to prosper and you're going to be in health based on your ability to change the way you think. You know, if you can change the way you think, you can change the way you live. But if you can't change the way you think, you're never going to walk in a place of prosperity. People that prosper financially think differently than most people. So you got to change the way you think. Proverbs 23:7. Whatever so a man thinketh in his heart, that's what he is. Now Romans 12:2 says, be ye not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when you change the way that you think, you change the way that you act. You change the way that you respond. You change the way that you see things. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you got to understand that. You are storing it in it, the word of God, which will produce health. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, that our spirit will be quickened and it'll restore and regenerate and create healing in the mortal body. So we see a sound and a healthy body is the ideal receptacle for a sound and healthy scriptures which you have hidden in your heart. What did David say? He said, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So we see here that as we begin to think differently, we begin to respond differently. When we begin to think differently, we begin to act differently. You're never going to act past your ability to think. So you've got to get your thinking in line. That's why 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, you and I have the mind of Christ. But the book of Revelation says that our soulish man, which is made up of our mind, our will, and emotion, are the part of where Satan is his seat. In other words, that's where he dwells. That's where he tries to live, in your emotions, in the physical aspects of you, in the psyche of you. He tries to deal with your emotions and your will and all those things that affect your feelings and all those things. And so if he can affect those things, see, your spirit was intended to control everything about you, your mind, your will, and emotions, and also your soulish man, and also your physical man. But if your spirit man, if you don't learn how to let the physical man, spiritual man, be in control of the physical man and the soulish man, then you're never going to walk in victory, because we got to understand as we go through life and we deal with the anxiety and all these things that people have to deal with in their lives, they fully understand, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So he said, I've got to change the way that I think. I've got to change the way that I respond. I've got to change the way that I act in every situation in my life if I'm going to walk in victory, because I cannot walk in victory as long as I'm being controlled by my emotions and by my feelings and by circumstances that's going on in my life. So if I want to change change the way that I'm dealing with things, the way that I'm moving in areas of my life, I'm going to have to change those things based on the characteristics of the revelation of God's Word and His power that's being created through us. So I've got to change the way that I think. Now, you got to think differently. You can't think like the world thinks and walk in victory. You got to think like the Word of God thinks, because you and I have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2 and 16. So if I have the mind of Christ, then I can think the way God thinks, because I've fed myself with the Word of God, the ingrafted Word, which is able to change or recreate and renew your soul. If I can change my mind and renew it, I can get it back to the way it was before the fall of Adam. That's the beauty of grace.